listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody. It is John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. It is so good to have you listening in once again. Welcome out. We're going to help level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact as a leader. We want to see you get better and better and better. That's the whole goal of why we do what we do. It is so great to be here with you. Hey, listen, a few things real quick before we get started. Make sure you go out to johnbarrettleadership.com to go check out all my resources out there. There are free guides, free books. There's Level Up Your Leadership with John Barrett, my YouTube channel, and all kinds of things out there that you can get your hands on. They're going to be helpful, and I want you to be the best that you can be this year. So today, I want to talk to you about something that's really important. And here's what I'm going to call this episode is how to avoid the mission drift effect. How to avoid the mission drift effect, because whether you know it or not, we all suffer from the mission drift effect. We all are kind of out against this thing, this kind of this pull of emotional gravity, leadership gravity, success gravity, whatever you want to call it, where it just sort of pulls us back. And it causes us to drift off mission. We all face it, no matter how good you are, no matter how great you are, no matter how focused you are, we all are going to experience the mission drift effect at some point. And I want to talk about how to avoid that. Now, before we get started, I want to talk to you about what is the mission drift effect. What is it? Well, let me tell you a story real quick that will kind of be a great lead into this that kind of really shows this idea of what it means to mission drift. I can remember years ago, my brother-in-law, we were down in Florida with our whole family having a good time on the beach. And my brother-in-law and I, we went out into the ocean and we were kind of floating on some rafts, some donuts out there, so to speak, and just kind of hanging out, talking on the waves. All of our family and everybody was back on the beach on under the umbrellas and just kind of hanging out. So we're back there and every now and then we'd glance back and we'd wave at them and that. Well, we got talking and about some deep subject. I don't even know what it was, but we were talking for forever. And I'll never forget, we finally kind of looked back. And as we looked back to kind of wave at everybody, everybody was gone. In fact, there was really nobody on the beach. And we thought, oh my gosh, what happened? Our family left. They're gone. They you know, just took off without us. And so we were kind of, you know, bummed out a little bit, like, gosh, how dare them. And then we kind of looked around and we thought, this doesn't seem familiar. This is not where we're staying. This is a whole different area of the beach. And long story short, him and I both realized that we had drifted way down the beach and we did not even know it. In fact, we kind of swam back to shore. We got up there and began to walk in the direction of where our condo was. And as we got back there, guess who was still there? Our family. They were all there hanging out and that they had never moved. But we had drifted off with the current without even knowing it. We were, I mean, forever down the beach, totally away from them and that. And I remember going through that, and I remember thinking about this and thinking, this is exactly how life kind of works. It's so easy to get caught in the drift of distractions. It's so easy to get caught in the drift of all kinds of things that are going on, busyness. Get caught in the drift of just our energy, and maybe we're just kind of depleted and low energy. And before we know it, we're way off mission. We're way off course of where we intended to be, what we're trying to do, and we don't even realize it. Just like my brother-in-law and I, we didn't even know that we were drifting off until it was way too late, till we were really far away. So I want to talk about this today in the context of leadership, because I think leaders suffer from this all the time. It is so easy for us as a leader to mission drift just in our own focus, but it's also easy to lead an organization or a team or a department or whatever you're leading. It's easy to find yourself really off course and wonder, how in the world did we even get here? How did this even happen to us? And I think that the drift happens to us all. Again, no matter how successful you are, no matter how focused you are, you're going to experience this at some point. So how do we avoid this? Well, let's first kind of talk about what causes us to drift. What are some of the things that happen? I mean, certainly when we lack vision and we don't have a great vision of where we're going, what the destination is, what are we even working for? What are we fighting for? What are we so busy for? What is it that we're trying to accomplish? If we don't know that, it's really easy to get lost. In fact, if you don't know where you're going, it's real easy to get lost because you don't have a clue where it is. And so I want to first kind of say that you've got to have vision. Make sure that your department, your team, your organization, and whatever it is that you're leading, that you have got a strong vision. Because if you don't have a strong vision and a clear direction of why you're doing what you're doing and where you're going and paint that picture, it's very easy to drift off course and not even know it because you really didn't even know what you were trying to do. And I think there's a lot of organizations do this. Now, let me speak to this. You've also got to be good at communicating the vision, because it's one thing for you as the leader of your department, your team, your organization to say, oh, I know exactly what we're trying to do. I know exactly where we're going. I got it all in my head. It totally makes sense. But does your team know that? Does everybody else around you know that? Have you been able to articulate that and inspire them with the vision? And I do a lot of leadership coaching with organizations and have been for 20 years. One of the things that I've seen, this common kind of challenge, is that I'll sit in a room with high-level leaders, CEOs and C-suite executives or higher-level managers, leaders in an organization that are calling the shots. And I look at them and I think, you all here have a really good idea of where you're going, but I'm not sure your team really does. And if you're not careful, you'll leave it up for the assumption of your team to figure out why you're doing what you're doing. And if you're really not careful, they will start to fill in the gaps with their own narrative. And typically, not always, this isn't a negative statement, but typically that goes a little bit toxic. That goes a little bit negative if you're not careful. In fact, they start getting really cynical if you're not careful. And so you've got a vision of why you want to do this, to make a great company, to really take care of people, to be successful, all these things. But they'll start filling in the gaps with, well, you're just doing it so that you can be better off, but you're not even thinking about us as your team. Or, hey, you're just doing this because somebody else is putting pressure on you or whatever it is. And they'll just get toxic. It'll just kind of go septic if not careful. And then that spreads in the organization. So you first have to ask yourself, do you know exactly where you're going and what you're trying to accomplish? And two, the follow-up to that is, does your team know? Have you done a great job at communicating that? So you may need to look at that. So vision, or a lack of vision, is a lot of times why organizations and leaders and teams drift. So number one, do you have really, really good vision to know exactly what you're trying to do? And are you communicating? Second thing is this, shiny object syndrome, right? It's this idea that, oh, there's this new thing that we want to do. Okay, let's go there. Let's do this. Let's do that. Oh, I heard this in a podcast. We should start doing that in our organization. Or I heard that the industry is doing this, or our competition started doing this. We need to start doing that now. Come on, make it happen. And we see these kind of shiny objects. And listen, some of those are worthy. Some of those are things that you need to incorporate into your vision and make sure that you go after. But many times, especially if you're kind of a visionary idea kind of a person, you can very easily derail and mission drift the organization because you're always changing course and you're always coming up with a new kind of initiative, a new idea, a new project. And then you kind of forgot about everything that you were doing before. And then you kind of change the whole course of everybody and everything in this new idea. That is jarring to a team. It's jarring to an organization. Yeah, you've got to be able to pivot and you've got to be able to keep up with what's going on and maybe make changes every now and then. I'm not saying you don't do that, but you've got to be careful that your organization isn't always just changing with the next little fad, the next little idea, the next shiny object that's on the table. And all of a sudden now you're never able to get traction. You're not really accomplishing your mission because your mission keeps changing all the time. And so you don't even know that you're off course, but you're really busy, but you're not really making any progress getting somewhere. So don't allow that shiny object syndrome to kind of get you. Now, if you're a real visionary type, creative, innovative person, this is going to be your challenge, is that you're going to be really good at starting things and really bad at finishing them. Now, that doesn't mean that as a leader, you got to be perfect at both. Some leaders are better starters. Some leaders are better finishers. I get all that. But you've got to make sure if you're wired that way, where you're innovative, creative, visionary kind of a person, that you're not always kind of muddying up the waters with bringing in these new great ideas and that. Now, let me speak to the other side. You've also, if you're good at finishing things, but not good at generating ideas and innovation and vision and new ideas, don't be so resistant all the time to when new ideas come to the table, right? There's a fine line here. We don't want shiny object syndrome to mission drift us, but we also want to be open to really great ideas that are within our mission that will keep us focused, lest we kind of drift off and just doing the same thing again and again and again. And before we even know it, we're way off course because we've never changed and we've never been open to new things. So there's a balance here, no doubt, but make sure that you're not drifting in your mission by being too open-minded to every little thing that comes along, but you're also not drifting in your mission because you're stuck in the same thing again and again. Another thought is this, efficiency over quality. So a lot of times we mission drift in the name of being more productive, more efficient in what we do. So what we do is we start cutting corners. And you know this to be true. You know things in your life that you were really excited about at first, where you had a new idea and you were all in. I mean, you were just going at this thing and you were getting every little detail. The quality was amazing. But over time, you lost a little bit of that edge, a little bit of that drive. And so what do? You say, well, it's not really that big a deal anymore. Let's just kind of cut this out. Well, let's just cut the corner here. Hey, in the name of being more efficient, let's just kind of get it or not do this and stop doing that. And so what happens is that in the name of efficiency, you actually begin to lose quality and you drift from your mission in the first place. And so it's a disaster. Because again, we all want to be efficient. We all want to be productive. We all want to be, you know, moving forward and do those things. But we've got to make sure that we don't mission drift by cutting corners in the very thing that made us successful, the very thing that had that edge that or had us have that edge, provided that edge in our team, department, organization is now gone because we've drifted in the name of cutting corners and trying to be more efficient or whatever it is, or spend less time doing it and all that. Now, there's obviously a balance. We certainly want to make sure that we're being as effective as we can, that we're being as efficient as we can. We're taking mind, tool, software, technology, all those things to be efficient, but we also don't want to lose quality of what we're doing. So we've got to make sure that as leaders, that our team isn't mission drifting by cutting corners or getting lazy or just kind of saying, well, it's fine and it's on autopilot and don't worry about it anymore. So I just want to kind of challenge you with that because I've seen this happen a lot. This is something I struggle with because I'm that person that I talked about earlier that's very innovative, creative, kind of off to the next thing, like the next idea, shiny object and all that. So for me, it's really easy just to say, ooh, I've kind of lost my passion on this, so I'm just going to do the bare minimum on it. But then all of a sudden now it loses that edge and it loses quality because I'm off to the next thing, but now I've kind of abandoned this thing that once was. You get the point. That can cause you to mission drift if you're not careful. So make sure as a leader that you're keeping an eye on the quality and the intensity and the edge that you've got on whatever it is, a system, a product, what your service that you're providing a client or the community or whatever it is that your organization does. Just make sure that that quality is there. Yes, be efficient, but don't mission drift because you've cut corners and now you've lost that edge that made you so successful in the beginning. Another reason why I see a lot of leaders mission drift or organization is because of people problems. They're so busy putting out fires in this that they've lost sight of what it is that they're trying to do. And so now they're just kind of getting caught up in the day-to-day issues that they start losing that edge on looking forward and moving forward because they're just constantly putting out issues with people. And they've lost that bigger picture. So when you're leading your team and your organization, your department, whatever it may be, I want you to make sure that, yes, we've got to deal with people issues, no doubt. That's part of leadership. That's part of a great culture is being able to focus on people and making sure that they've got what they need and that we're moving forward. But also be careful that you don't get caught up in the drama of things. And are you ready for this? Don't tolerate the drama of things. As a leader, sometimes you got to come in and put your foot down and just say, listen, we're not going to operate this way. That's not in our core values. It's not who we are. It's not what we're trying to build around here. It's not the culture. It's not the environment. It's not who we are. And so we've got to cut this stuff out. And you may need to get pretty strong in that, pretty bold in that. Because if you're not careful, drama and people issues will just suck the life out of the vision. You will drift off course of your mission because all you're doing now is a firefighter and leadership, and you're just walking around putting out fires between conflict and people. If that's the case, you may need to kind of have a come to Jesus, as they say, meeting and kind of reset the button and say, team, hey, we've got to get refocused and re-energized. There's too much drama. There's too much this and that going on. There's too much assumption. There's too much assuming all this negative and getting caught up in all the wrong things, and it's causing us to lose sight of who we are, what we're doing, and what we're trying to accomplish. Listen, as a leader, sometimes you got to kind of, you know, strike the gavel, kind of put the hammer down. And I don't mean that in just this real aggressive, you know, negative kind of toxic way. I mean that from a good leadership standpoint. You may need to kind of reset the button on your team and the expectations and say, we're not going to tolerate this because we've got to move forward. And we're doing it because we got to keep our eyes on the mission. So make sure that you don't allow drama and people issues to just suck the life out of the mission of the organization. And now you're so off course and all you're doing is kind of people management just to survive rather than being about the mission that you've got. Now, there's a lot of other reasons that we could mention. In fact, I could probably just go on and on for the next 3 hours of things that cause us to mission drift. But those are just the things that I've observed that kind of rise to the surface quite a bit. You may uncover some ideas. You may be experiencing something totally different than that, but you know that it's causing you to mission drift. Maybe it's dealing with a board or dealing with some investors, or maybe it's dealing with certain people in the organization that are causing to derail things or whatever it is. It may be that. So you've got to kind of identify what is causing you to mission drift. Number one, you have to recognize, are we mission drifting? And then two, recognize what is causing us to mission drift? Because if you don't know what's causing you to mission drift, then how do you know to fix it? How do you know to deal with it so that you can get back on course? You don't. You can't know. And in fact, Charles Kettering, the famous inventor, by the way, side note, if you ever go and start your car in the morning and you use a key and it fires right up, you should thank Charles Kettering. Because when he had the crank start car with Henry Ford and that, and he was crank starting his car, he broke his arm. And that led him to kind of lead the way to figure out how to create the ignition so that you didn't have to crank start your car, that you could actually put a key in and turn this thing on and it would just fire up without a lot of effort physically from you to do it. So yeah, thank Charles Kettering the next time you start your car. But Charles Kettering said this, a problem well-defined is half solved. That's powerful. A problem well-defined is half solved. The problem is most people don't define their problem. They define symptoms, but not the root of the problem. You know, we've talked about this on this podcast. I do a lot of coaching to this when I work with organizations, is we got to make sure that we identify what we're really dealing with. Because if you're not careful, you'll start dealing with things that aren't the root issue. For example, you'll think that it's the people problems that are causing you to mission drift. So you'll kind of deal with those fires and try to put them out all the time. But you're not getting to the root. And the root is we got to change our whole approach to how we're working in our culture, right? So, you know, instead of going to, you know, Jim and you know, Sally that have an issue over here and saying, okay, I'm going to deal with them and make sure they get on the same page and iron out their conflict and that, and you're just doing that everywhere you go, you're kind of putting a Band-Aid on it. You may need to go back to the organization, like I mentioned earlier, and say, hey, come the Jesus meeting, time out. We're done with this. We're going to move forward as a team, and we're going to stop. All we're doing is putting out fires everywhere we go. So the issue is not the fire there. The issue is this underlining culture of not honoring and working together and understanding how to have healthy conflict, how to create a conflict compass, which, you know, I work with organizations on, just all these things. How do we give feedback and have the guardrails of accountability? All these things that I try to help organizations with. If we don't do that, then all of a sudden now we're going to be just working on the Band-Aid and not the root. So you've got to define the root problem. You've got to understand what it is. So what is causing you to mission drift? What is causing you at times to get off course? Maybe it's distractions. Maybe it's lack of vision. Maybe it's people. Maybe it's in the name of trying to be efficient. You're cutting corners on that. Maybe it's just laziness. Maybe it's discouragement. Maybe you're like, look, I'm just so tired. I just don't have the energy, and therefore I backed off a little bit. But you've got to define the problem so that you can start to work for the solution. And if you'll define the problem really well and spend time identifying what it is, you're going to be halfway there to solving that, because it's going to help you keep that vision and keep that clarity and the mission in mind so that you're always going to it and that you don't drift. Now, here is some things. Here's some tips that I want to give you on how do you keep the mission in front of you? How do you keep yourself focused on that and your team and your organization focused on the mission so that you don't get distracted. You don't veer off course and find yourself a mile down the beach and you're nowhere near where you needed to be. How do you do that? Well, here's some thoughts. Again, we could probably talk all day about strategies to do this, but I want to give you some things that I think are going to be really important for you as a leader. There are things that you can control. Number one is this. I want you to give daily reminders of why you're doing what you're doing. Make it a habit of reminding yourself and your team of the vision daily. Now, I know that sounds like a lot. I know that sounds overwhelming. Like, John, what am I going to be? Just a broken record saying the same thing? It's just going to be white noise. Listen, I would rather you be a broken record, and it is so frequent that it's white noise that everyone knows and just assumes it's going to happen than never knowing at all. I would rather you err on that side. In fact, I had a mentor years ago that said this. He said, John, unless you are nauseated by how much you talk about the vision of your organization, you've not done it enough. And I remember thinking, that's a powerful statement. If you're not nauseated by how much you talk about it, then you've not done it enough. So you got to understand that you got to make sure that you're communicating this at all times. In fact, I just did a leadership lesson on this not too long ago, talking about the communication scale. And what I talk about in the communication scale is this. If you think you're an 8 on a scale of 10 as a leader in your communication, then it's always -2 in how it's received with the team. Meaning that if you think you're an 8 on the communication scale, it's probably a 6 or below to your team. So the danger in that is if you're only communicating at a 6, it's about a 4 to your team. It's always -2 from where you think it is. So if you want the vision and communication effectiveness to be at an 8, 9, or a 10, then you got to be at a 10, 11, or a 12. You've got to be way ahead of the game here. You got to over-exaggerate it so that it actually gets across. And I'm saying -2 at best. Sometimes it's -3, -4. So if you're at an 8 and you think, wow, I've done really good at communicating at a level 8 here, then it's probably a 6, a 5, or a 4 to your team. So you got to daily talk about the mission, the vision, why you're doing what you're doing. Just connect every single dot back to the mission of the organization so that everyone knows what you're trying to accomplish. Another thought is this. You need to have regular check-ins. Whether that's weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever it is with your team, those around you, well, you got to check in with them and reinstate. Talk about where are we at? Here's the vision. Here's the mission. Where have we gotten off course? How do you feel like you're doing? Do you feel like you are right in line with the vision? Or do you feel like we've kind of drifted a little bit? We've gotten caught up in some other things. So you need to have these reset moments that are literally on the agenda. Like every so often, you just check in and you have a mission drift check. Have we drifted at all? Have we drifted in our focus and what we're trying to do? Where have we gotten off course? Now, that answer may be that you haven't. Maybe, no, everything's good. We're well on our way. Let's keep going. Great. That's an amazing check-in, right? It helps to identify that you're good to go. But if you do uncover some gaps, then you're going to begin to understand where they're at, and you can course correct before you're way off course and you veer out, okay? Another thought is this. Celebrate milestones. Whenever you kind of achieve something towards the mission, one more step, one more rung, one more, you know, kind of, down the field, one more yard towards the destination, the end zone, celebrate it. Listen, talk to it about your team. Make a big deal about it. Hey, listen, we hit this, guys. Great job this quarter, everybody. We are able to move the ball down the field. We're one step closer to getting where we need to go. You as the leader should be celebrating every advancement in your organization. In fact, I'm gonna put some expectation on you, and I'm going to challenge you with this. I want you to constantly be talking about the wins of your organization, W-I-N-S. Every time that you win, and I don't mean just, you know, you scored a touchdown in the end zone or you won the game. I'm saying every first down, every few yards you advanced, you just celebrate it and you make a big deal about it. You talk about it with your team. Again, daily reminders, check-ins. You're talking about how we're winning, how we're moving down the field. That keeps people focused on the mission. It keeps them knowing what it is that they've got to do to keep moving forward. So if you want to keep people motivated, you got to keep reinforcing every time that you win. every time that you move the ball down the field, make sure that people know it. Don't just assume that they know it. Don't just assume that they're getting it. Don't just assume that everything's good and everything's fine unless they hear from you. You've got to talk about the wins, all right? Another thought is this. You've got to be willing to make course corrections. If you are going to keep people focused on the vision and keep yourself in the mission, you've got to be willing to make course corrections. That means that you've got to, number one, see them and identify them like we talked about. But then you've got to be able to have that willingness to course correct. Remember earlier when I was saying with all those people issues, if in your department or your team as a whole or organization as a whole, you've got these fires going on everywhere, you got to be willing sometimes to say, time out, we're all getting together and we're going to reset this. Many leaders that I find, especially if you're more passive or if you're more kind of avoiding of confrontation, maybe your personality is wired that way a little more, you will avoid doing the things necessary to course correct. And that is going to limit you, and it's going to limit your team, and it's ultimately going to limit your success and your mission. You're not going to accomplish the mission because you're not willing to course correct. And sometimes that course correction is hard. Sometimes you got to take hold of that wheel and you got to turn that thing, and it's not easy to do all the time. So especially the further you've mission drifted, the further you've gotten off course, the harder it is to turn back and do that. So you've got to be willing to make those course corrections. And here's the good news. If you'll make course corrections when they're small and not wait for it until you're way off course, it's a lot easier just to make a tiny little adjustment than it is when you're miles and miles off course. So if you'll deal with things when they're small, you'll prevent them from getting big. In fact, I teach this all the time. I say, what's a big problem? Here's what a big problem is. A small problem that never got dealt with and it matured to a big problem. That's all a big problem is. It's a small problem that never got dealt with and it matured to a big problem. So if you'll deal with problems when they're small and you'll course correct when it's small and it's just a little correction, you won't have to deal with the big, big issues where you're so off course. Now you got to make these massive moves. Listen, keep yourself from getting there by constantly staying aligned with the vision. Again, remind people daily of what it is that you're doing, why that you're doing it. Have check-ins, celebrate milestones. And when you recognize and identify those areas that you need to course correct, you've got to be willing to do it. Listen, if you'll do this, if you'll begin to identify what's causing you to do it, and again, I'm going to re-say it, just like I said in the beginning, everybody deals with this. You are mission drifting today somehow, some way. Now, it may not be huge. There's many of you listening. Your things are going pretty well, but I promise you, over time, if you don't pay attention to it, you will start to drift just a little bit, and if you're not careful, you won't even recognize it. It's like frog in the kettle. The water just kind of goes up over time before you even know it till it's boiling and the frog doesn't even know it and it gets burnt alive, right? But if it was boiling water, it'd jump right out. So we got to be careful that we don't kind of get boiled in the water over time and that. So we've got to be able to talk about it. We've got to be able to recognize it in what we're doing. It's happening right now to some degree. And for some of you, you know that you're off course. In fact, you're listening to this saying, well, John, we're not kind of there. We're not, you know, just a little bit off course, or, you know, I need to be mindful in case we do. We are way off course. We have veered off tremendously. What do I do? Here's what I want to challenge you with. Reset the direction. You're going to have some meetings. You're going to have to get bold. You're going to have to not have some tolerance for some of these things. Or even if it's not an issue that's negative like that, maybe it's just a reset, a retreat or something to say, all right, everyone, we've got to get our eyes back to the mission of what's going on. If you'll begin to do that as a leader and keep your eyes on the gaps, keep your eyes on the vision, and keep an eye on your team where you may be drifting, it's going to change everything. You're going to stay on course. You're going to begin to reach your destination. You're going to be successful in what you do. Great leaders are always keeping an eye on the mission drift effect. Everyone, I hope this was helpful for you. Listen, as you know, you can go to johnbarrettleadership.com, check out all my resources. There's all kinds of things in there to add value to you. I hope this was helpful to you. If there's anything that I can do as a leadership coach to work with you or your team, don't hesitate to reach out directly to me, john@johnbarrettleadership.com. I'll check it, follow up with you. We'll see what we can do. Hey, make it happen, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.